an 1848 Swiss proverb ends this way: silence is golden. You may remember in 1964, the Four Seasons recorded a song entitled with the same phrase. But is silence golden? Silence can be unbearable. Silence can be disturbing. According to Smithsonian Magazine, the quietest place on earth is an anechoic chamber at Orfield Laboratories in Minnesota. It is said to be so quiet that the longest anyone has been able to bear it is 45 minutes. Inside the room, it is silent. So silent that the background noise is measured in actually negative decibels of minus 9.4 decibels. Stephen Orfield, the lab's founder, stated that we challenge people to sit in the chamber in the dark. One person stayed in there 45 minutes. When it's quiet, he goes on to say, ears will adapt. The quieter the room, the more things you will hear. You'll hear your heart beating. Sometimes you can hear the air going into your lungs. You'll hear your stomach gurgling loudly. In an anechoic chamber, you become the sound. Not only do people hear their heartbeat, they have trouble orienting themselves and even standing. How you orient yourself is through sounds that you hear when you walk. You take away the perceptual cues and you allow that allow you to balance and maneuver. If you're there for a half hour, you have to be in a chair. Silence is disorienting and confusing. But when it comes to silence from heaven, silence is deafening and horrifying. Malachi 4:4-6 says this: remember the law of my servant Moses, to whom at Horeb I gave the rules and regulations for all Israel to obey. Look, I will send Elijah the prophet before the great and terrible day of the Lord arrives. He will encourage the fathers and their children to return to me so that they will not come and strike the earth, so that I will not come and strike the earth with judgment. And then it seems as if heaven goes silent. For 400 years, they're silent. It's unbearable. Disturbing. It's horrific. It's disorienting. Maybe confusing, but it's deafening. Until the darkness of silence is broken by the cry of a baby and echoed by an angelic choir. Then the golden sounds of heaven emanate from a single sweet voice until we hear these words. When he was accused by the chief priests and the elders, talking about Christ, he did not respond. Then Pilate said to him, don't you hear how many charges they are bringing against you? But he did not answer even one accusation, so that the governor was quite amazed. That's in Matthew 27:12-14. And Jesus is silent. And in the silence, hell's rebuttal screams out, crucify him, crucify him. Then after a few short phrases, the silence returns. But the silence is scattered just a couple days later when heaven declares, do not be afraid. I know that you're looking for Jesus who was crucified. He's not here. He has been raised, just as he said, come and see the place where he's lying. And now the divine words are recorded so that we will never be in silence again. We come today to remember that sweet voice that will never be silent, the voice that gave his life for us. Father, we come before you today amazed at what you do, amazed at your plan to go into such detail, Father, to redeem us back to you, a detail that would require a sacrifice like no other, a sacrifice that was completely pure, completely perfect, completely whole, that could only be fulfilled by your Son. And so, Father, as we come to remember that today, maybe even as we said in a moment of silence, may we hear his voice saying how much that he loved us, that he was willing to die for us. And as we hear these things, may we look into our own life and realize that there are things that are disorienting and confusing and scary to us, Father, in this world. But Father, through the voice of Christ and through his words, Father, we find stability. We find purpose. And Father, we find peace with you. We pray, Father, that as we partake of this cup and this bread, may we remember him. For we ask all this in Jesus' holy name.